AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Her family says former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has died of cancer. She was the first woman Secretary of State and served during the Clinton administration. Ned Price at the State Department spoke about Albright's influence.
The impact that she has had on this building is felt every single day in just about every single corridor.
Madeleine Albright was 85. As President Biden travels to Brussels to meet with allies about the Ukraine war, the State Department says Russian forces are committing war crimes. Beth Van Skak says horrific images show what's going on.
There have been numerous credible reports of hospitals, schools, theaters, etc., being intentionally attacked, as well as indiscriminate attacks. Russia's forces have destroyed apartment buildings, schools, hospitals, other elements of the critical civilian infrastructure.
NATO estimates as many as 15,000 Russian soldiers have died in Ukraine over the past 4 weeks. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is set to meet with lawmakers to discuss a possible freeze on Russian reserves of gold. At the Senate hearing for the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin pointed out she would be the first black woman on the high court.
America is ready for this Supreme Court glass ceiling to finally shatter. And you, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, are the person to do it.
Republican Tom Tillis from North Carolina said Jackson seems like a kind person, and there is a level of empathy in her handling of a defendant.
Maybe beyond what some of us would be comfortable with respect to administering justice.
Tillis also acknowledged Jackson probably would be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Idaho became the first state to enact a law modeled after a Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allowing it to be enforced through civil lawsuits. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. The Taliban breaks a promise on higher education for girls in Afghanistan. On the first day of school, girls above the sixth grade were also expected to report to classes. They had been banned since the Taliban's return to power, but the plan was for them to return. Bernice Vandendreich with the Norwegian Refugee Committee, which supports primary education in Afghanistan, says it was disappointing.
In most instances, the girls actually went to school, to secondary school, only to then find that they had to be turned back, and when they did, they didn't know when they were going to be able to resume at all.
In Kabul, teacher Nazo Rahimi says, "We request from the Islamic Emirate that those students from 7th to 12th grade who are sitting in their homes right now should be allowed to come back to school and get busy with their studies." The last-minute decision is a sign of differences between hardline members of the Taliban and pragmatists. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.